welcome to this broadcast of the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championships. Serving more than 563,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from Quarry Rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. It's the playoff for the 6A Girls State Championship brackets. Tonight, the Grants Pass Lady Cavers host the Lakers out of Lake Oswego. 16th-ranked Caveman hosting the 17th-ranked Lakers. And I've got three words for you, folks. Come on down. It promises to be a great night of basketball here at Heater Newman Gym. And some very special ceremonies to get the thing started. But we'll wait for that to happen. In the meantime, though, the Lady Cavers are on the floor right now taking their warm-ups. The Lakers were on the court momentarily just a few minutes ago, have returned to the locker room. We expect to see them back out here momentarily. They were a little late in arriving. Teams like to usually arrive about 90 minutes prior. They were less than an hour prior to tip-off, but that might be by design, but with the weather out there. At any rate, we've got prime basketball scheduled for you right now. I want to take one moment to say something that should have been said last night at the boys' game, and I want to take absolutely nothing away from these girls because they are the feature tonight. But last night's one-sided score by the Lake, by the Sherwood Bowman against the Grants Pass Caveman should not reflect on the Grants Pass Caveman. Bowman will probably, well, they're ranked fifth in the state. They'll certainly challenge for the state championship. There's no question about that. But to evaluate the Grants Pass Caveman, remember that at the beginning of the season through the several games in December, they were ranked 39th in the state. They improved to finish tied for third in the Southwest Conference, put together an impressive winning streak, and elevated their ranking to 27th in the state. So that's got to be considered a successful season, and kudos. All right, now back to the girls. Girls are here and ready once again. We're getting an early start. Once again, it's come on down. The band is in place. We haven't heard them yet, but they'll be striking up momentarily. We know it's an early start tonight, but they've got... some great pizza and popcorn, all kinds of things in the concession stand here, so you can have a little light lunch here, finish it up after the game at Abby's Pizza. That's what we'd recommend, as a matter of fact. So more to come for you when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do need to tell you that as the title sponsor for the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and the community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA and equal housing opportunity. Once again, let's just give you a little brief rundown. You're familiar with the Lady Cavers. The Three Rivers League is a pretty tough league for ladies basketball. And Lake Oswego finished fourth with a 13-11 record compared to Grants Pass's second place finish with a 14-10 record. So you can see the records are very, very similar. And when we get into the game, you'll see that these two teams really sort of mirror each other in terms of youth. Both are very, very young teams. So Lake Oswego finished fourth in their conference at 6-6. Grants Pass finished second in conference, 9-3. But throw those out. It's the playoffs, and anything can happen, folks, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. It's the OSAA state playoffs here for the 6A girls. That's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Ethan Lackey right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Ethan Lackey, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season. Pretty good accomplishment. It's first year head coach here, making the playoffs first year. Once again, congratulations again. And when I say first time, that really applies to a lot of your players. I didn't realize how young your team is until I really started looking into it. You've got freshmen out there who are not only learning the game, they're contributing.
Yeah, we're super young. We have a lot of freshmen. We even brought up a couple more for playoffs. And then, you know, our two best players, Millie Lathan, Evelyn Dahl, they're both sophomores too. So that's kind of our experience. You know, we've really been trying to preach to the girls. They hear a lot of, hey, you guys are going to be good someday. So we really tried preaching to them, you know, yeah, this is a year to get better and develop, but, you know, we want to win games this year. So we've had some upperclassmen step up for us, Kinley Cox, Caitlin Coulter. They're juniors, and then Madeline Lackey, Brooklyn Harwood, and Madison Montejano are our three seniors. So, you know, they've stepped up in games and practice being leaders, but it's really fell a lot on those sophomores and freshmen to figure it out pretty early and pretty quickly.
Tell me about your team. What's the personality?
Yeah, super close group. I mean, both me as a player and as a coach, one of the closest groups I've got to be around. So it's super fun. You know, our freshmen have all played together for a long, long time. And then Millie and Eva.
Sounds strange. Freshmen played together for a long time.
I know, yeah. But, you know, they have such a good time. We do a lot of team dinners, a lot of stuff outside of just basketball. You know, so it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, you've got a fun group here and a lot of teams. Has that really contributed to the team togetherness or the team play?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, when you kind of watch when we're clicking, we're, you know, kind of getting around that 20 assist range, you know, our best nights. And that's when everyone's just kind of really moving the ball well. And then you see it kind of opens things up for Millie and Marley quite a bit is, you know, everyone else can kind of get downhill, kick out. And, you know, we've really preached, especially those two. And when you get off of it early and it comes back to you, you're going to, you know, be a lot more open at that point. So
Millie seems to be the team leader, but as a sophomore, is that really fair to her?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, what comes...
Is she up to it?
Yeah, she's up for it. Really kind of whatever we ask for. It's out of her comfort zone a bit. You know, being vocal is something we're kind of working with her every day. But we've told her, like, hey, if you're the best player, if you want to be the point guard, you know, that comes along with it. And it's, you know, it's not fair to you that as a sophomore year I'm to figure out how to do that. But she's going to be a lot better off for it because she's figuring it out now compared to down the road.
All right. What do we expect from this team tonight? What have you instilled in them?
Yeah, I mean, the hope is that we can come out and compete. We've kind of told them, you know, worry about tonight first. And then, you know, we got Tualatin down the road if we can win tonight. And we've kind of just said, hey, we want to be the toughest team in these next two games. You know, whatever ends up happening, we want to walk away saying, hey, we
talk four games, coach.
Yeah, yeah. you know, we want to walk away saying, hey, we competed hard. We were tough. And you know, that's kind of what we're hoping for. In terms of on the court, you know, we want to get out and run quite a bit. Millie does a really good job of off of a miss, turning, finding people streaking down the court. But then at the other side of it, us still learning kind of how to play. If there's nothing there, learning to back it out, kind of get the exact look we want. You know, we have a lot of mismatches tonight with Eva and Millie. They're tough guards. So, you know, when we don't have something in the fast break, we want to drain the shot clock a little bit and work for our best shot, not just what's easy.
All right. Coach, we'll talk about the opponents, the Lakers, when we come back right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airmen.
Is your home energy efficient? poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, I was looking at your opponent's roster, and what struck me is, and you may see that same thing, are you looking in a mirror?
Yeah, they're also, you know, pretty young. They finished fourth in the Three Rivers League this year, so, you know, that's a pretty
one more loss from you, similar records?
Yeah, so, yeah, they finished 17th, obviously, so that's, you know, why they're coming down. You know, they do some good things. They have a couple guards that can get downhill a little bit, can shoot. You know, and they played the Three Rivers League is really tough. Westland and Tualatin are the best two teams in the state, and then Oregon City finished third in their top 12. You know, so they competed. They handled Lake Ridge. They handled Oregon City. So you know, there's somebody who could win some games. You know, especially next year, I'm sure they'll compete in the Three Rivers.
What kind of style do you expect from them tonight?
You know, they do a lot of zone defensively. I'd be really surprised if they play much man against us, especially, you know, having to figure out who's going to guard Millie, who's going to guard Eva. So defensively, they'll be in a 1-3-1, a 1-2-2. They might press us a little bit. We've handled the press pretty well this year, so I can't imagine they'll stay in it for very long. And then offensively, they just kind of run five out, just drive and kick. As long as we can just kind of stay in front and guard, our half-court defense has been pretty locked down this year. So, you know, I think we'll be all right in terms of handling all their guards. And then they have a little bit of size down low, but shouldn't be anything we can't really handle.
All right, so you can break their defenses then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really helps. We've seen some really good presses. You know, when you play South Medford twice in a year, you got to learn to handle some pressure. And so Marley and Millie do such a good job. They're good ball handlers. They're good decision makers. So I think we'll be fine. And then everybody else knows their role. They don't try to do too much. That we get our eyes up. We trust our teammates pretty well when it comes to breaking the press. So we should be good.
Is there a key to winning tonight's game? One thing that you want to see happen?
Yeah, you know, again, I think in our half-court defense, we've every single day in practice, we really, you know, preach, you know, this is how where we got to dominate is on this end. We have really good athletes. Just being able to convert after we get stops on the defensive end. A lot of times you'll see in the games we struggle, we'll get a stop in the half court. We'll go down and we'll throw up some crappy shot in about 5 seconds. We'll turn it over, trying to make something happen in the fast break. So just kind of, you know, realizing, hey, we have an advantage. Let's go execute when we have that advantage. And if we don't have an advantage, we need to, you know, pull it back and get the shot we want. You know, not be rushed in any way is kind of the big thing.
What's your role tonight?
My role, I'd say just, you know, keep the girls confident as the night goes on. We are super young. There's going to be some high lows. Just, you know, keep them feeling consistent. You know, moving on from whatever play just happened, if it was positive or negative, we like to tell the girls, worry about your job in that moment. What's your role? If you just hit a three, that's awesome. Your teammates can celebrate you, but you got to go on the other end and, you know, D up. So just keeping them consistent, kind of level-headed. And just being really encouraging. I mean, just getting their confidence high throughout the game when we go on a run, you know, just be able to kind of feed off of that. I think it should be a good night.
All right. Have you finalized your starting lineup yet?
Yeah, we have. We're going to go with our same lineup we've went with all year. So that's Marley, Millie, Kinley Cox, Evelyn Dahl, and Madeline Lackey. So those are going to be our five. And then Cameron, Spenlove, and Natalie Reese are usually our first two off the bench.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck to you tonight. We'll talk to you after the game. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. I need to tell you that this broadcast is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Honest. Visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota says, let's go places. Courtesy of the OSAA. About 5 minutes before the opening tip-off, ladies and gentlemen, people continue to pile in today. Promises to be a great, great basketball game tonight. Girls 6A opening round. Right now, the Cavemen and the Lakers on the floor. Let's talk a little bit about starting lineups now, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list, head to Farmers. They have it all, doors, windows, lumber decking, where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway. And you heard head coach, almost said Olson, head coach, like you say, Millie Lathan, probably getting the start tonight, along with Marley Hill. Eva Landahl wearing number 14. Natalie Reese, we suspect. And Matt Littlelackey. So that's what we expect here for the starting lineups. And we'll be back with more right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, once again, noise coming up. Band is in great form tonight, no doubt about that. And there's still room here. By all means, get in. A little special starting ceremony that we expect to have happen. Bring a flashlight. It should be fun tonight. Now, the Lakers arrived a little late. I have not had time to catch up with their head coach. I have no idea who their starters are, I confess. But it's been one of those evenings where the best laid plans of mice and men. We expect a great game nonetheless. We'll take one, two, three seniors, one, two, three juniors, one, two, three, four, five sophomores. That's the makeup of this team from Lake Oswego. So it's just as young as the Grants Pass Cavemen. The rally squad coming onto the floor right now. That's what we know about the starting lineups. We'll have more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
Welcome back, everyone. A couple of things I also need to share with you tonight. For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated. They support the community and the people and the places that matter. That's why they continue to sponsor the OSAA year after year. To learn more, visit PacificOffice.com. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. A couple of minutes to get into this opening tip-off going, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about the keys to tonight's game after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's going to be noisy tonight here as the crowd continues to grow. Student section is still growing once again with this early start tonight. Of course, obviously, the band is in good shape, and we see many, many faces coming in. So the crowd continues to fill as this late start may have thrown a rook. At any rate, when the introduction of players happens, lights are going to come down. There's going to be some strange lights. So a little fun here at Heater Newman Gym to get this opening round of the OSAA 6A State Girls Playoffs coming to you from Heater Newman Gym tonight. It's our pleasure bringing it to you right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band and stream at KAJO.com. Both teams have come to the sidelines right now, and there's the fight song as the whole band start to come to their feet. It's getting exciting. Boy, you can feel the goosebumps rise. See some colored lights already flashing here. In fact, the boys' basketball team over there is wearing some headlights, multicolored, red, green, yellow. They were here early, booking up posters and putting up some decorations. Certainly, Rosetta was there, Trailer was there, I believe Deadman was there, Eamon was there, and they're passing out some things now along the student side. And there's Clay Roundsville, the announcer for the Lady Cavers tonight. And once again, they'll make some announcements courtesy of the OSAA. And let's see, we're very, very close to getting this one underway. Once again, we'll pause on our coverage for the national anthem. And, of course, there's the sportsmanship announcement. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem. While they do that, we'll pause on our coverage. We'll be back after this 90-second Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Final strains of the national anthem here from the Grants Pass basketball band. As the crowd continues to grow, more people coming in as we speak. Once again, with this early start tonight, that's out of consideration for a long drive that the Lakers have had today and will have again this evening. Made that last night ourselves from Sherwood to here. And let's see, they're introducing, let me see, number 4, number 3, we'll get their names for you in just a minute. Try to catch up, folks. Number 11, that's Cavanero, angry, 6-footer. And number 11, well, that's Cavanero. Wait a minute here. And then number 22 is Sale, and there go the lights, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's dark in here. All right. We came prepared. We've got our flashlight here, and you can hear them as the rally squad all has their glow sticks all lit up. Fun night here for the Grants Pass opening game for the 6A playoffs girls division. Now for Grants Pass. Hanley Cox getting the start tonight. Wears zero. She's a 5'2 junior. Number two, 5'5", freshman. Oh, the fans have all these glow sticks. Everybody's got, they didn't get me a glow stick. I protest. And let me see. I think that's number, Billy Latham being introduced. Sophomore at 6 foot. And I believe the other was Eva Lindahl, freshman at 6 foot. Now, Lindahl just now being introduced. Once again, folks, we're working in the dark here. It's a fun night. Know this was coming. Still doesn't prepare you for it. And there's the fight song, ladies and gentlemen, as the lights come right back up. So here we go. Get close to your radios, folks. First quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, all your site preparation needs. Lady Cavers are in the center circle now, and the Lakers are deployed. All right, let's move to center court, ladies and gentlemen. This one's about to be underway. Playoffs from Heater Newman Gym, first round. Ava Lindahl squaring off against her opponent tonight. And I want to say that's McCartney, but I'm not sure. Ball high in the air, and it's controlled in the backcourt to the Lakers. They pick it up in the hands of Glass. A three-point shot attempted and made. And right now, Glass has served notice that they came to shoot. Hill brings the ball down to four Grants pass. 1-3-1 zone opens up for the Lakers. Ball left-hand side, then back right-hand side. Pass stolen away. Out in front on the run. Number three all the way will go and lay it up and in. We're down five, and that's Ballideris. So it's 5-0 in the cave and haven't got a shot off. Lady Cavers, pardon me, have yet to get that shot off. Layton gets the ball inbounds quickly to Hill in the backcourt. Hill comes across the timeline once again, facing that 1-3-1 trap zone. Sees a lane, drives, penetrates, goes up with a shot that's deflected and picked up by the Lakers. They come back on the fly, left-hand side, straight down the center of the floor. It's stolen away by, Cox. Brings it down the left-hand side. Lead pass up to Hill. Into the corner, right-hand side. Lindahl for three off, no good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by Lindahl. Back out front to Hill. Hill left-hand side. Has Cox with her. Out between the circles. Now moves out to the right front court. Bullet pass down right-hand side to number 12 for Grant Spanish. That's Lucky. Lucky back out front to Cox. Cox left front court. Right front court again to Hill. Hill looks 18 seconds on the shot clock. Moves off left-hand side right now. Has a high post from Lathan. Gets the ball into Lathan. Fade away. Eight-footers off. No good. Rebound once again into the hands of the Lakers. Number 11, Cavanero. Lead pass down the right-hand side. One of the three didn't pull the trigger. Drive shot is up off glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Lathan. Lathan pulls it down. Hits the floor on the run. Lady Cavers still looking for points right now. Lead pass up to Hill. Hill bumped once. Put the shot up off. No good. Rebound again. Once again by number 11, Cavanero. She's dominating the boards here early. 2 minutes of play. 6:13 on the clock. First period. Ball left hand side quickly to number five. They'll pick it up the names as we go here. That's Bowman. Back left hand side. Girl in the paint, shot is up, off, no good. Again, Lathan with the rebound, puts the ball on the floor himself. Coming down, no fast break here for the Lady Cavers. On the drive, Lathan wants to penetrate, goes up with a shot that is finally good. And the Caven on the board right now, it's 5-2, 5:49 to play. In the backcourt, the Lakers slow it down a little bit. They'll walk it down in the Caven, Lady Cavers. Into the forecourt, ball goes right-hand side. On the wing, bullet pass down low. Girl spins, kicks the ball back out top of the key to Lawman. Shot is up from the wing, and there's a second three of the night. Again, for number four, she's got 6 points on two threes, each from just beyond the arc. 5:22 to play. It's 8-2. Grants Pass down by six. Hill into the forecourt, right-hand side. Still facing that 1-3-1 zone. Back left-hand side to Cox. Cox puts the ball on the floor, loops in the corner, left-hand side to Lackey. Lackey back out to Cox, left front court. Right-hand side quickly to Hill. Hill just outside the wing, top of the key now to Lathan. Lathan, bullet pass, corner, right-hand side to Lucky. Back out to Hill on the wing, wants to penetrate. Gets inside, a little alley-oop, moving tough and good, and Hill gets there first, too. And the Cayman fighting back, it's a four-point margin, 8-4, Grants Pass trails. Quickly into the forecourt, here come the Lakers. Between the circles, ball goes left-hand side to, Beach, make that bombing. Back out front, right-hand side. Ball stolen away on the paint. Picked up by Grants Pass is Cox. Outlet goes down the left-hand side to Lathan. Lathan, little stutter step, gets into the paint. Off glass, it's good, and Lathan is coming back. She's got four in the Grants Pass. Coming back, trailed by two. Lakers back on the attack. Goes left-hand side quickly to Bauman. Bauman on the wing, left-hand side, spins. Gets a little pick, goes to the free throw line. Double-teamed there, slapped away by Hill. Diving for the basketball. Cox goes to the floor. She's down, picked up by Hill. Long three-point shot. This hits the back of the iron, goes up, and is tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Lakers ball inbounds from the end line. Last touch by Cox, checking in for Grant's Pass as number 12 sits down. That's Lackey sitting down on the floor. I think we've got Spinlove now. And we'll check it. Ball out on the wing, left-hand side as the Lakers get back on the attack. Little stutter step goes to right-hand side. Hill comes after it. There's a trap now. They throw over the trap, left-hand side quickly. Ball down low. Man has room. Shot is up and good for number 22. That's Sale. She picks up her first two, and it's 10-6. Timeout called by head coach Ethan Lackey. A look at the scoreboard. The Cavemen down by 4, 10-6. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Stay connected to your favorite team, the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all the teams and leagues across Oregon. Now access OSAA state championship programs, read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store on Google Play and download that today. You're listening to KHAO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Cayman, come back. We apologize. That's probably going to be happening all night, folks. These are the Lady Cavers. There's no question about that. And they send out on the floor, let's see. We've got Lathan. We've got Hill. We now have Reese is on the floor. Spendlove. And Lindahl. Ball down low to Lindahl. Pardon me, that's Reese. And she's dribbled on the end line. Turned the ball around. Lindahl a little frustrated with that one. Heads back down. Gets a high five from Hill. And here come the Lakers back on the attack. Spinlove picks up the ball and coming across the timeline right-hand side. Ball handed off up front. Comes across the top of the key. Bullet pass down low to Cavanaro. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound tipped away by Reese. Picked up by Lathan. Lathan coming down the floor. Stops top of the key. Bullet pass down low. Tried to get the down low once again to Reese, but through her hands, quickly out of bounds. It's still 10-6. Grants Pass down by 4. First period score, 3:20 to play here in the first. Nobody's committed a foul. Well, nobody's been fouled. Nobody's been whistled for a foul. All right, into the forecourt now for the Lakers. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Valadares. Valadares, wing left-hand side, kicks the ball out front quickly. Then right-hand side on the wing. I believe that's to Glass. Glass on the right-hand side. Back up front quickly to number 23. Bullet pass. Let him go. 15-footer left-hand side. Rattled home, I believe, by that's number 22. That'll be Sale, her second of the night. She's got 4 points. Lead pass left-hand side to Spinlove. Down low. The ball comes to Reese. Back up front. Top of the key. Three-point attempt is up and good for number 14, Eva Lindahl. Gets her three. And it's a 12-9 basketball game right now. Caveman down by 3. Fighting back. Ball into the forecourt right now. Right-hand side. Glass with the basketball. Moves left and right. Comes right back across the top of the key. Lady Caver showing a 2-3 zone right now. Ball left-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Valadares. Valadares right-hand side wants to drive. Gets in the paint. Double team there. Loose basketball. The Caveman take it away and get the ball out. There's the first foul of the night. And I believe it was Hill was fouled. There'll be no shots. But the foul. Valadares will get the infraction. That's the first on anybody tonight. Inbounds play in the backcourt. And Hill gets the ball. Pardon me. Hill receives the ball from Spinlove. Slides down the court uncontested as we see a 2-3 zone. There's the trap. They throw over the trap quickly to Lathan. Lathan out front. Drives by the right-hand side. Bullet pass down low to Lindahl. Two-footer. Won't go. Rolls off. Lakers rebound. Outlet goes quickly to Bauman. Bauman right-hand side. Out front between the circles now. Right-hand side on the wing. Looking down low, puts the ball on the floor. Out front quickly to Glass. Left-hand side quickly to Bauman. Bauman, wing left-hand side, looking for a cutter inside. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks the ball out top of the key. Lady drives. Cavanaro kicks it to the corner. Left-hand side. 15-footer on the way. It's in and out and won't go. Long rebound. Finally controlled by Lathan. Lead pass out quickly to Hill. Hill's one on two. She's got him outnumbered. Puts a shot up. That is. Rolls in and out. Wouldn't go. Bauman with a rebound. Coming back for the Lakers. charging to the A Street side of the gymnasium, and there's another foul called. I think this one's going against Hill. We'll see. No shots involved in this one. The official comes to the sidelines. That is the call. So Marley Hill will pick up the first infraction for Grants Pass. Checking in for the Lady Cavers, number 5, Coulter, comes in. And Lindahl sits down, gets a little breather. 1:27 to play. Grants Pass down by 3. Inbounds play comes just inside the timeline to number 11, Cavanero. Cavanero up front gets the ball quickly to Glass. Glass being bothered by Spindlove. Drives the left-hand side. They try for the trap. They drive by it, and he turns the ball over. There's a turnover the Lady Cavers would like. 1:16 to play. Down by 3, 12-9. In the backcourt, it's Hill getting the ball into. These two girls could be twins, but they're not. Ball comes into Hill from Spindlove. Spindlove out front. Little head fake. Drives. Gets down to the paint. Bounce pass down low. Kicked out of bounds by the Hill by the Lakers. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline. Our end of the floor. Glass checks out for the Lakers, and returning to the lineup is number 3, Valadares. So from the inline, the Lady Caver is going to put the ball into play. Bounce pass down low. They get the ball to Brees. Wouldn't go. Rebound Lakers. They're rebounding well tonight. Bombing into the forecourt quickly. Ball right-hand side quickly to Valadares. Valadares back out front. Top of the key to number 12. That's Eames back right-hand side. On the right, they move the ball quickly. Lady Cavers in a man-to-man. Ball goes left-hand side in the corner. Lady drives out. Shovels right-hand side. Gets the ball out to 33, Morris. Gets the ball up quickly. Number 11, Cavanero, drives. Kicks the corner right-hand side. Ball slapped away. Almost stolen away. No, it's still alive. Ball. Look, a hook shot up, and it's up and good by Molly Eames, 5'10", senior. 14-9, 22 seconds left here in the period. Hill walks the ball down. Slowly to the timeline. 17 seconds on the clock. Into the forecourt now. Man-to-man pressure by the Cavers. The ball comes high post to Lindahl. Back right-hand side to Spindlove. Down low to Lathan in the lane. Turnaround jumper is up and good, and she was fouled. So Lathan picks up her 6 points. She'll go to the free throw line with 5.3 seconds left. And the foul call, I believe, on number 11, Cavanero. That's her first, second team foul this period on the Lakers. At the free throw line is Millie Lathan. Sophomore in a leadership role here for the Lady Cavers. Two dribbles. Spins the ball in their hands. One more dribble. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Shot is good. 7 points for the sophomore. 5 seconds left. 14-12. Lakers roll the ball in and they'll pick it up just shy of the time. Rolls across the timeline. Picked up there. Bullet pass down low on the baseline. They drive. Ball slapped away once, but put back up and in at the buzzer. So the Lakers hold on to the lead. Let's see. I believe that was number 12, Ames, making it. So at the end of the first period of play, the Cavers trail by 4, 16-12. We'll be back with the second period right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clousedrilling.com.
Welcome. As a reminder for you, all of you on the road out there, the Oregon Department of Transportation encourages you to please be sure to park your phone so that our roadways are safer for everyone. That from ODOT and the OSAA. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Caveman Basketball, playoff basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Play is resumed, period number 2. It'll be Cavers ball inbounds, and we've got Spindlove going to bring the ball into Hill in the backcourt. And the Lakers still showing what appears to be a 1-2-2 zone at this point. Lead pass comes up right-hand side. Lindahl back top of the key to Lathan for 3. Hits the back of the air and off. No good. Rebound cleared by number 11, Cavanero again. Gets the ball right back to her point guard. And we've had several so far. I believe this is Glass bringing the ball down. That is ball right-hand side quickly to Bauman. Bauman right-hand side. Drives. Boats went up. That is blocked by Lathan. She picks it back up, though. Ball out front. Stolen away. And it's Hill with the basketball. Lead pass up to Spinlove. Spinlove through traffic, left-hand side. Check. That's Hill. Ball back right-hand side for the Cavaliers. Coulter, right-hand side into the corner. Back out front quickly to Hill. Hill to the free throw line. Gets in the paint. Looks for help. Ball pass right-hand side in the corner. On the drive. Ball kicked out left-hand side to Spinlove, and she wants to penetrate. Gets right in the paint. Ball deflected. Picked up by the Lakers. They come back 4-on-2. But Glass slowed down, shy of the timeline. Lead pass up left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. Off. Long rebound out to the free throw line to Spinlove. Quickly turns and hits Hill coming down the right-hand side. Hill to the free throw line. Gets in the paint. Looks for help. Kicks the ball out front to Spinlove. She drives. Same body. Gives the ball up right-hand side to Coulter. Coulter into the paint. Goes in and she drops the ball down low to Lathan. Puts it up. Check that. That goes in to Reese. And Reese puts it up and in. On the drive. Here come the Lakers again. Top of the key. No lack of action here tonight, folks. Ball goes left-hand side. Quickly to Valadares. Valadares out front quickly to Cavanero. Cavanero top of the heap. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Long three. This one's off right into the hands, though. Let me see. That's Coulter. Lathan with the basketball for the Lady Cavers. Off left-hand side. Stops at the free-throw line. And a whistle stops the action. Somebody reached in on her, I believe. Let's see. Foul going to be called on. Oh, number five. Check that, number four. That's Peyton Glass. Her first team foul this period on anybody once again. Periods go fouled. Fouls go period to period these days. Checking into the basketball game, number 33, Morris. We'll check up on the Lady Cavers. We see Spinlove and Hill and Lathan. And Hockey. Inbounds play stolen away by Glass down the right-hand side. Into the paint, goes all the way, tries to get by Hill. Deflected, blocked out of bounds. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor. Grants Pass down by two. 16-14, 5:59 to play here in the first half of action. So it'll be Spinlove to Hill in the backcourt. Lathan comes out to take the pass, left-hand side to Spinlove. Spinlove down low to Lackey. Bounce pass in the corner. Back out on the wing. Cross-court right-hand side to Hill. Hill, wing, right. Looks down low. Feeds it in the corner. Right-hand side. Three-point attempt is up. Hit the back of the air. Off. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Lackey. Bullet pass right back inside to Hill. Hill in the paint. Steps back out again. Gives the ball up quickly to Lackey. Then out front then to Lathan. Lathan moves off to the right-hand side. Backs away. Bullet pass inside to Lackey. Kicks the ball left-hand side. But stolen away by Valadares. Went high to pull it down. Great hands. Valadares comes back, top of the key. Stops, flips the ball out front to Glass. Left-hand side quickly in the corner. Lady brings it right back out. Back, deflected, loose basketball. Battle for it, and the race for it goes to Glass for the Lakers. Gets in the paint, goes all the way, lays one up. That is, rolls around, and finally through. So Glass will pick up her third bucket of the night. She's got 8 points. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard with 5 minutes to play in the half. Grants Pass down by 4, 18-14. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
OSA is going digital with Hometown Tracking, the official ticketing partner of the OSA. Access tickets for all first round through the state championship finals via the OSAA website or OSAA Live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital ticket at the gate. Convenient, paperless, easy to use. Visit osa.org/tickets. Right back to action. Lathan has the ball out front. Goes left-hand side in the corner to Hill. Corner left-hand side, then back out high post. Shot is up from off glass. In and out, won't go. Rebound again. Lakers lead pass comes out quickly to Bauman. Bauman across the timeline, right front court. Spindlove comes after. Tries to drive by her. Can't do it. All the way to the glass. Off, no good. Rebound quickly for Grants Pass by Lathan. Lead pass out to Hill. Lays one up. That's good. So Hill gets her second field goal of the night. 18-16. Grants Pass down by two and battling back against the Lakers of Lake Oswego. Back out front. Lakers with the basketball. Tied up by Hill. Ball comes left-hand side quickly.
Place there.
Lindahl goes after it. Ball goes out of bounds on the sidelines. It's going to be Lakers ball inbound as checking in for Grant's pass as we're moving players in and out. Reese is back in quickly. Hill gets a little breather. So we've got Lackey, Lathan, Lindahl, Spindlove out front now, chasing the basketball down. Ball comes left-hand side. The hands of the Lakers on the attack in the hands of Morris. Back out front quickly. Lady moves to left-hand side. Comes all the way down, drops it in the corner, and a traveling call against the Lakers. 18-16 to score, 4 minutes to play in the half. Lady Caver basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you for joining us. Great crowd here at Heater Newman Gym. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Lathan. Lathan into the forecourt, sees that zone ahead. Flips the ball back left-hand side to Cox. Cox back right-hand side to Lathan on the wing. Three-point attempt on the way. Rattles it home. Lathan with 9 points in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead 19-18. Cavemen up by one. 3:40 to play in a half. Lakers come back on the attack. Right-hand side. Now a little timid. Bounce pass right-hand side. Ball slapped away out of bounds. It's still going to be Lakers ball inbounds from the sideline. Right in front of the student section. As Hill returns, Lackey gets a little breather. Spindlove sits back down. And Lindahl has returned after a brief respite. 19-18 the score. 3:31 to play. First half action. Cavemen leading by one after battling back from an opening deficit. Inbounds play comes quickly to Kevin Earl. Kevin Earl holds the basketball. Being guarded by Lindahl. Goes to the corner right-hand side. That's Bauman. Bauman trapped on the right-hand side. They go for the basketball. Jump ball is called. And I'm not sure who owns the alternate possession rule. Evidently, the Lakers do, but the Lady Cavers have just reversed that arrow now. Still leading by one. Inbounds plays. They set up a little screen on the right-hand side. Ball comes out front to Bauman. Bauman immediately trapped and a little aggressive on the defense. I think this foul is going against Hill. Let's see. That's the call. So Marley Hill will pick up her second of the night. She's the only Caver with fouls, and she's got two. 3:18 on the clock. Caveman by one. Inbounds play quickly to Bauman. Bauman gets the ball up to Glass. Glass drives left-hand side, trying to get by Hill's defense. Can't do it. Uses a pick, and even that won't do it. They throw over the defense, down left-hand side, then down low at the low post. Cavanaro picks it up, gets it right back out to Glass for three. This one's off. No good. Rebound Cox. Shortest girl on the floor. Outlet comes left-hand side to Hill. Hill reads the force, slows it down, wing left-hand side. Back out front quickly to Cox between the circles. Cox back left-hand side, back right-hand side, then to Hill. Hill's got Lathan posted high. Steps out, takes the pass between the circles. Looks down low. Ball comes out right-hand side. Hill wants to drive, spins into the paint, pumps once, tried to go up with a shot. Retrieved, it goes back out 15 feet on the right-hand side, looking for help. Gets the ball right back to Hill, left-hand side. Bring it out in the lady, Cavers reset. Shot clock is down to four, three. Going to be a long shot. They get the ball in to Lindahl. Puts it up. No good. Shot clock expired. 19-18 to score. Grants Pass by one. 2:25 to play. So Grants Pass defense has toughened up a little bit. Hill comes out with their two fouls and are replaced by Spindlove. Glass brings the ball down for the Lakers. Drives to the right-hand side against Spindlove. Off the left-hand side. Shovels to Bauman. Bauman double-teamed on the right-hand side. They throw over to Cavanaro, and Cavanaro retrieves the ball back right-hand side in the corner. Lady attacks along the baseline. She's fouled by Lathan. So Lathan will pick up her first of the basketball game. I believe it's Lathan. We'll see. That's the call. So Lathan will pick up her first infraction of the evening. It's 19-18. Grants pass by one. Still no free throws. Ball coming inbound from the inline for the Lakers. So we've got Lathan, Lindahl, Reese, and on the inbounds play, foul on the Lakers, number 22. That Sale will pick up her first infraction of the night. 19-18, Cavers have the basketball and a one-point lead with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Ball down the left-hand side, that's Lathan. Lobs at right-hand side, then to Cox. Cox backs away, back left-hand side to Lathan. In the corner, left-hand side, three-point attempt on the way. Rolls off, no good. Rebound fought for, and going to the floor was Cox. Picks up, she's all right on the fly. Glass slows it down for the Lakers, left-hand side. As Cox catches up, tried for the steal, didn't get it. Ball goes right-hand side. Three-point attempt from 22 feet. It's off. No good. Ball bounced off Lathan out of bounds. Couldn't control that one. It'll be a Lakers ball inbounds with a minute 37 to play. So Cox returns. Coulter returns as the Lakers put a picket fence along the free throw line. They break out of that. Ball comes down low. Shot is up and good by Kevin Errol. That's her first two of the basketball game. Into the forecourt comes Lathan for the Lady Cavers. Now down by one. Ball right-hand side quickly. Into the paint to Reese. Back out front then to Lathan. Lathan with the basketball. Looks left and right. On the wing. Down the right-hand side. Lots of room. Shot is up and good for the Lady Cavers. That's Lynn Dahl, and she's got two. She's got 5 points in the basketball game. Cavers back up by one, 21-20. And a seesaw affair right now. Glass with the basketball for the Lakers going to left-hand side. Defense has pushed him way out to the half-court mark there. Ball left-hand side to Kevin Arrow. Back out to Glass. Right-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, and this one was nailed. That'll make a two-point lead. That was, we'll fix it in a moment. Ball goes right-hand side. High pass comes out to Lynn Dahl. Loose passing ball on the floor. Finally rolled out front. Picked up by Lathan for the Cavers. Left-hand side in the corner. Last half minute of the play. Rolls off. Rebound for Grants Pass. Back up by Coulter, and she was fouled. Wait a minute. Called for the travel. That was the goal. 30 seconds left. 31.5 seconds left here in the half. Cavers down by two. 23-21 on that last three-point shot by the Lakers. Knew this one was going to be a barnstormer, folks. Ball in the backcourt. Token full court pressure in the backcourt for the Lady Cavers. Looking for a trap. They throw over the pressure now. Back right-hand side. Out front right-hand side. Then to Bauman on the wing. Back out front quickly on the drive. Shot is up on deflected. Out of bounds. A blocking foul called on Grant's pass. I think it's going against Coulter. We'll see. The official comes to the sidelines. No. Natalie Reese will pick up her first infraction of the night. And the Lakers will put a box around the key this time as the inbounds play comes from the inline. Their end of the floor. And the ball comes down to the low post. Kicks the ball way out front, though, to Bauman. Bauman with the basketball. Facing Spendlove. Tries to drive Bayer on the right-hand side. Kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way. This one's off. Missed everything. Loose basketball still being fought for. Lakers finally get it. And a traveling call on the Lakers. 1.8 seconds. The Lady Cavers get it back. This is going to be a catch-and-shoot situation. Down by two going into the half. Inbound play comes to Lathan. Baseball throw at the buzzer. Short. At the end of two periods of play, the Lady Cavers trail by two. 23-21. We'll be back with more right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the spelt Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-2024.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to share a little love here for our good sponsors, Black Flag Armory, now fully stocked with ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories to give you everything you need to go out in the field or onto the range here. They are your suppressor specialist right now. You're listening to KAJO Lady Caver basketball. It's the playoffs. The Lady Cavers down by two at the half, 23-21. OSAA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage from news, stories, coaches' polls, and more. Get it all by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osa.org/today. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's run down what has happened so far here statistically that we have for you. Lady Cavers trailed by four at the end of the first period, 16-12. In the second period, though, we're still working that up. They hit 9 points to go to 21. And they outscored the Lakers by two at 7 points to make it 23-21. The margin of error right now is the Lakers hitting that last second three at the end of the second period. Lady Cavers, once again, scoring came on 9 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 1-for-1 from the free-throw line and whistled for 4 fouls compared to 4 fouls for the Lakers. Lakers scoring came on 10 field goals, 3 three-pointers, and they have not been to the free-throw line. So that's what we have. We'll run down their individual numbers when we come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, a 2-point deficit here at the halftime. Lady Cavers trailing the Lakers. Want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. So visit osa.org/officials for more information and get registered. Now for the Lady Cavers. Coming off the bench, we've got Henley Cox. Donald, she was a starter tonight. Hasn't figured into my scoring line. Spinlove has lots of time. Didn't figure into my scoring line also. Natalie Reese, 1 2-point field goal and a foul. Eva Lindahl, a 2 and a 3. She's got 5 points and has not been to the free throw line. No fouls. Marley Hill, 2 field goals, 4 points, and 2 fouls. And Millie Lathan with 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 1-for-1 at the free throw line. She's got 10 points, I believe, to lead all scorers. That's correct. We'll look at the Lakers from Lake Oswego when we come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. You can purchase your official state championship merchandise at the osaastore.com with Rush Team Apparel, the exclusive merchandise partner of the OSAA. You have more options. Customize your gear with your school name, a student athlete name, event decals, and much more. Nike products are also available. You can browse the selection of the official state championship merchandise at the osaastore.com. Looking now to the Lakers of Lake Oswego. In a starting role, Peyton Glass as the guard. 3 field goals, 2 threes. She's got 8 points and a single foul. Avery Cavanero, a 6-foot junior. Lots of rebounds, but also 2 points and a single foul. Addie Sale, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. Molly Eames, 2 field goals, 4 points, no fouls. And Bella Valadares. I have her for 5 points. I know she has 1 field goal. There was a 3 I missed and couldn't give it to anybody. I put it on her name. But With that caveat, we'll continue. Add it all up, folks. The Lady Cavers are down by two after trailing by as much as six or eight in the opening period. The Lady Cavers fought back, took a two-point lead at one point, and then that three-point play close to the end of the second period made the margin what it is. 23-21 as the Lady Cavers come back out of the locker room, headed for a strong third period. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Playoff basketball here on KHAO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Lady Cavers trail 23-21. If there's one thing we noted in the first half with all the action out there, and these two teams are going at each other, it's rebounding, and the Lakers have out-rebounded. I don't have hard numbers, but they are controlling the boards right now, primarily off the strength of Avery Cavanero. She's a six-footer. Let's see if they came and have an adjustment for her. Look to her and Millie to really start bumping a little bit more as this game continues. Lady Cavers once again out taking some shots, getting a warm-up, getting ready for the second half. We have yet to see the Lakers emerge from their situation. Now, the winner of this game advances to play on Saturday night, folks, against the top team in the state, Tualatin. So that's what they're playing for right now. And the Lakers just now emerging from the locker room with a minute and a half to play. We'll let them get their warm-ups in, and we'll be right back with a tip-off for the second half after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, folks. Our commercial ran out just in time for the Grants Pass fight song. Whole band's coming to their feet here. Those glow sticks still in abundance here. A lot of the fans have them as the lights came down and all the glow sticks came out to introduce the Lady Cavers starting lineups tonight. Halftime clock expiring as we speak. Lady Cavers come to the floor, and out comes, let me see, Hill and Lathan. And Lackey. And looks like it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line. Lindahl will bring the ball inbounds from the half court. Mark on the alternate possession rule. And that ball comes to Hill in the backcourt. Hill comes down. Moves off to the right-hand side. Gets a 2-2-1 zone. It's what it looks like. Hill right-hand side. Goes in the corner. Right-hand side to Lindahl. Back out to Hill on the wing right. Out front, top of the key. Now to Lathan. Left-hand side to Cox. Cox with the basketball. Down low corner, left-hand side to Alaki. Down low to Lindahl in the paint. A little half-hook shot goes up. And Lindahl gets her third field goal of the night. She's got seven, and we're tied at 23. And in the backcourt, here comes Bauman for the Lakers. Stopped in the backcourt. Throws over the timeline. Right-hand side to let's see. On the drive, shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Cavanero, but taken out of bounds. It's still going to be Lindahl ball.
As it's still going to be Laker ball off of Lindahl, who is battling for that rebound. Once again, the ladies will put the picket line across the free throw line from wing to wing. As the Lady Cavers' army of cheerleaders are on the floor right now. They slap the ball. They go into their hustle and ball right-hand side. Contested by Hill, but Taylor controlled. Ball bounced past out front. Stolen away by Lathan. Gives the ball up quickly to Hill. Hill comes back 2-on-2. Lead pass out right-hand side to Cox on the baseline. Kicks the ball back out on the wing to Lindahl for three. It's just off. No good. Rebound to the free throw line. Picked up by Glass for the Lakers. Comes the free throw line. Back and forth across the timeline. No whistle. Ball right-hand side. Into the corner, right-hand side. Shot is up for three. This one's way off. Long rebound fought for and finally controlled by Lindahl. Took it away with some vengeance. Back out front quickly to Hill. Hill between the circles now as the Lady Cavers looking to get the lead back. Right front court. Looks like a man-to-man defense now by the Lakers. Out front, Hill looking for a high post. Gets the ball to Lackey. Lackey steps out the right-hand side, then Cox down low. Her pass is deflected, stolen away, picked right back up, and stolen away from Lindahl. By grabbing the backcourt, she flies down the floor to the right-hand side. It's the Lakers on the attack. Right-hand side. Three-point attempt again is up. Off, no good. Long rebound comes out, and the race is won again by the Lakers. Turn that attacks the bucket. It was number three, Valadares, on the drive. Whistle stops. This one's going against the Cavers as Valadares will go to the free-throw line. Lathan will pick up her second of the basketball game. And we've got a timeout called. 6:15 on the clock. Still tied at 23. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealer today, courtesy of the OSAA. 6:15 left to play here, third period. We are tied at 23. The timeout was called by the Cavers. The Cavers send out Cox, Hill, Lathan, Lackey, and Lindahl. So we've got our starters on the floor for the Lady Cavers. When play is resumed, we'll have one of the Lakers at the free throw line. That's number three, Valadares. So Valadares standing in. First trip to the free throw line for anybody wearing a black uniform tonight. Lakers come in with black uniforms, white numerals, and white trim. So at least the numbers are easy to read. We appreciate that as a broadcaster. One dribble shot is up that quickly. Hits the back of the iron and off, no good. 1 more shot coming. Playing for a chance to play on Saturday. 1 more shot. This one's up. This one's off also. No good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled again by the Lakers. Crosses the top of the key. Valadares wants to back in. Kicks it back out to Glass for 3. Top of the key. Misses everything. Rebound into the hands of Cox. Shortest girl on the floor. Outlet comes quickly to Hill. Hill leads the way down to Lathan. Left-hand side. She launches the 3 from the wing. Rims it out off. No good. Lackey rebounds. Kicks the ball out right-hand side. Controlled by Hill on the wing right. Sees a lane. Wants to penetrate. Then backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. Looks inside. Gets the ball down low to Lathan. Left-hand side to Lindahl. Lindahl drives along the baseline. 10-footer is up and off. No good. Won't go. Rebound. Cavanero gives the ball right back to that's Bowman. Bring the ball down. Out front. Kicks the ball right. Check that. Valadares. Back right-hand side to Glass. Top of the key. Down low to Cavanero. Gets room. Shot is up and good by Cavanero. That's her fourth point of the night. Two buckets in the cave. And again, down by 2. 25-23. In the backcourt. Hill with the basketball. Uncontested in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, right front court, directs traffic. Calls Cox out to the left-hand side. She's got Lathan posted high. Lackey down low, and in the corner is Lindahl. Lindahl, ball right-hand side, once again into Hill's hands. Drives, penetrates, gets in the paint. A little half-hook shot is up, off no good. She's not intimidated. She thinks she's 6'6". Ball out front then to Lathan. Lathan at the top of the key goes behind the back with the dribble. then launches the three that's off, no good. Looked good all the way. Rebound into the hands quickly. Glass. Glass out front with the basketball. Protects it as the traffic catches up. Ball left-hand side. Now to... He'll pick her up in just a moment. Set Bauman. Bauman corner left-hand side. To Valadares. Valadares drives. Wants to get by. Cox can't do it. Back out front. Left-hand side to Glass. Glass drives. Gets in the paint. A little underhanded layup. Won't go. Rebound cleared by Lindahl. Gives it right back to Lathan. Lathan comes down the floor. Sees a seam. Goes right back in the paint. Two-footers up and off. No good. She was too open. Gets her own rebound back. Backhanded layup goes up, and it's good. Lathan with her 12th point of the basketball game. Foul called. She'll get one more opportunity at the charity stripe. Foul called on Glass. So Glass will pick up her second of the basketball game as substitutes come in. Reese comes in. Spinlove comes in. And Coulter comes in. Hill stays on the floor along with Lathan. And one more shot coming for Millie Lathan now at the charity stripe. Takes her time, one dribble. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Rims and out. That's happening through more times tonight we care to talk about. Long pass comes all the way out to 33. Morris on the drive. Back right-hand side. Back to Morris. Shot is up off no good. Foul called, I believe, on Coulter. That's the call. So Caitlin Coulter will pick up her first infraction of the night. Second team foul on the Cavemen in this period. The Cavemen again tied at 25, but at the free throw line, one of the Lakers. Shot is up, off. No good, that's Sale. 0 for 3 from the charity stripe for this. Supposed to be a pretty good team. One more shot coming for the young lady. Shot is up, and this one's off, no good. Rebound, Grant's pass. Ball in the hands of Lathan, coming down on the attack. Lead pass left-hand side to Hill. Controls it in the corner left-hand side. Looks for help. Ball comes way out front to Coulter. Coulter way outside, then drives to the top of the key. Bullet pass down low. Stolen away. They had that passing lane filled. Glass on the way. All the way down. Tries to go by Lathan. They're going to call Lathan for a blocking foul. It was a very, very tiny, almost incidental compact. But Lathan will pick up her third of the night. So Millie Lathan with three fouls here with 3:45 to play in the third period. Game tied at 25. Inbounds play for the Lakers. They're into the floor. Comes to Kevin Harrell. Stolen away, though, by Lindahl. Her outlet pass, though, bounced away. Pardon me, that was Reese. Bounce pass right-hand side. Corner right-hand side. Three-point attempt is up. Off, no good. Rebound put back up and in by number three, Morris. Morris will get her first field goal. 27-25, Grants pass down by two. Hill into the forecourt, right-hand side. High post, the ball comes to Lathan. Back to Hill, right-hand side. Then down low, gets the ball to Reese. They dive for it. There's a scramble for it. And no whistle. Rolled right-hand side to Hill. Attacks along the baseline against the larger girl. Left-hand side then. Ball comes to Coulter. Drives. Gets one up off glass. Won't go. Rebound into the hands of Cavanero. Gives the ball right back to her guards. And bringing it down is number five, Valadero. Number five. Not Valadares, that's Bauman. Bauman out front, comes back right-hand side to Cavanero. Ball inside quickly to number 33. Morris, shot is up and good. And Morris has 4 points all in this basketball game, all in this quarter. The Cavemen now down by four, 29-25, 2:46 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back. On Point Community Credit Union is proud to be a sponsor of the USA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 618,000 members. You can visit onpointcu.com. On Point's federally insured by the NCUA, and they're an equal housing opportunity. Cavers on the attack. Ball in the hands of Hill. Right by Coat, way out front then to Lathan. Back left-hand side to Spindlove. Corner left-hand side to Reese. Then high post to Lathan. Eight-footers up and won't go. Again, the rebound controlled by the Lakers. They give the ball quickly to Valadares. Ball right hand side quickly to Morris. Morris with the basketball, looks inside, back out front to Kevin Earl. Kevin Earl, ball high overhead, comes back right hand side to Morris. Morris looks inside, gets the ball down low, stolen away and contested by Spinlove. And they called a jump ball on it on the alternate possession rule. It will go back, it seems, to the Lakers. Lakers lead by four, 29-25, 2:10 to play here in the third period. Inbounds play from the end line, and it's going to be an alley-oop slapped away by Lathan out of bounds, and it's going to be Lindahl or Lakers basketball. 25-29, Grants Pass down by four, 2:08 to play third period. Inbounds play comes from Valadares, corner right-hand side. Morris back to Valadares on the wing. Looks down low, tries to get by Hill. Drives to the free throw line. A little half hook shot off glass won't go. Rebound finally controlled by the Lady Cavers. Reese outlet comes down the left hand side quickly to Lindahl. Hands the ball right back to Lathan. Lathan, 4-3 from the wing, left hand side. Hits the front of the iron off. No good. Rebound fought for and again controlled by the Lakers. Lakers back on the fly. Valadares with the basketball. Kicks it right hand side quickly to Bauman. Bauman wing right-hand side, backs away from the defense, then turns and drives into the corner. Back to the paint, left-hand side, loose basketball, picked up by Bauman. Turns in a little half-hook, rolls it in, Bauman. First two points of the basketball game. And suddenly the Cavemen down by six. Lead pass down the right-hand side to Hill. Hill in the paint, pumps once, kicks the ball way out front, and Lindahl retrieves the basket. Couldn't retrieve it, controlled it, but picked up on the fly. Lakers lay it up and in. Again, that's number five, Bauman. Has four in this basketball game. As Lathan brings it right back down. Time for timeout, coach. Minute three on the clock here. Cavers down by, eight? Ball left-hand side quickly. Ball in the hands of Hill. Back out front quickly to Spinlove. Spinlove moves off to the right-hand side. Back left-hand side to Hill. Working against a 2-3 zone. To the top of the key to the free throw line, then backs away. Hill gives it to Spinlove, right-hand side. She attacks. Kicks the ball in the corner, right-hand side. Three-pointer on the way. Off glass won't go. Again, the rebound. Controlled by the Lakers. Gives the ball back to Valadares. Valadares walks the ball down. Picked up by Spinlove at the timeline. Leads the ball ahead quickly. Back right-hand side. Lady moves down the lane. Kicks it into the corner right-hand side to Valadares. Back out front to Morris. Left-hand side. On the drive, Kevin Earl to the free throw line. Kicks it out front again. Bauman. Bauman for three. Rims and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Lathan. Puts the ball on the floor, but no fast break here. Lathan comes down the right-hand side. Right front court. Looks for a lane. Gets the free throw line. Gets in the paint. Drops the ball down low. Shot is up by Morris. It's up, by Reese. No good. Again, the rebound into the hands of the Lakers. 33. 1 second on the clock. And the ball stolen away by Hill. At the end of three, the Cavemen down 33-25. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen trailed 33-25, down by eight. Here as we begin the fourth period. Need to tell you the third quarter was brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service. They're located in Grants Pass, Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. We tip our hats to our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service and bring this fourth quarter to you. Courtesy of Abby's Pizza. If you're hungry, great place to stop. Back to action now. Cavers with the basketball. Spinlove, left front court, right hand side, then to Hill. Hill looks in. Working Lathan at the high post. Ball left-hand side. Spinlove drives. Goes. Ball slapped away and stolen away by the Lakers. And again down the left-hand side. That's Glass with the basketball. Kicks it out front to Kevin Earl. Kevin Earl stops shy. Licks the ball back out front to Glass between the circles. Left-hand side then on the wing. Ball goes to, I believe that's Morris. Back out front, top of the key quickly to Sale. Hale gives the ball back left-hand side to Morris. Morris puts the ball on the floor. Back right-hand side again to number five. That's Bauman. Bauman right-hand side. Shot is up in the paint. It's up and good. A foul call. That's Sale getting that one up and down. That's her sixth point of the basketball game. And the foul called. And foul called on Grant's pass is Natalie Reese. That'll be Natalie's second of the night. Going to the free throw line once again is Sale. Shot is up. It's and good. She is now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. That's her seventh point in the basketball game. And it's 36-25. Grant's pass down by 11 with 7 to play. Cavers into the forecourt right-hand side. That's Hill out front quickly to Lathan. Lathan flips the ball down low. Stolen away. They're in the passing lanes right now. Morris brings the ball down on the floor. Lead pass down the left-hand side. That's Bauman shooting for three. Nails it. That was about a 23-footer. Seventh point of the basketball game. Timeout called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 39-25. Got to stop this spread some way. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. 39-25 the score right now. I need to tell you that for over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated. They support the community and the people in the places that matter. That's why they continue to sponsor the USAA year after year. To learn more, visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. 6:53 to play in this basketball game in this season for one of these teams. The Cavemen right now trail by 14 on a big run here in the third period. Cavemen outscored 10-4 in the third period, and really outscored here in the fourth period also, as the Lakers have dominated not only the rebounding but have been in the Cavers' passing lanes. Inbounds play in the backcourt for Grants Pass. Gets the ball into Hill. From Spin Love Hill into the forecourt right-hand side. Lathan comes out between the circles to take the pass. Moves off the left-hand side. Gets in the paint. A little floater up. It's up and good for Millie Lathan. And Lathan now has 14 points in the basketball game. Can she shoot it into them, shoot their man to it by herself? Glass brings the ball down now for the Lakers. Ball left-hand side on the wing. Wing left. Bullet pass inside. Turnaround jumper is up and good. And that's Sales getting it. That's her ninth point in the basketball game. And the Cavers come back looking for more. Now down 41-27. Lathan out front with the basketball. Drives to the free throw line right now. Penetrates. Puts up an 8-footer up front. No good, but she was fouled. She'll get two. And the foul going to be called on Kevin Harrell, I believe. That'll be her second of the basketball game. And Millie Lathan goes to the charity stripe. 1-for-2 tonight with 15 points leading the Lady Cavers. One dribble. Deep knee bend, follow through, nothing but net. Her 15th point. 41-28 score. One more shot coming for Millie. The dribble, spins the ball. Now one more dribble. Deep knee bend, follow through, good. 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 16 points to lead the Lady Cavers, but right now trailing 41-29 in the backcourt. Bauman with the basketball, gives it up quickly to Sale. Bullet pass corner, left-hand side to Kevin Arrow. Back out on the wing, then bullet pass down low. Deflected and into the hands of Lathan. Lathan, long pass down the left-hand side, looking for Hill, but intercepted, backed away by Valadares. Picked up by Kevin Arrow, and they give it right back to Valadares. She comes down the floor, and Hill waits for it at the timeline. Drives her off to the right-hand side. Lead pass, though, comes up to Kevin Arrow, and there's the fourth, the next foul on the Lady Cavers. Natalie Reese, that'll be her third. Second team foul this period on the Lady Cavers. Inbounds play, bounce pass corner, left-hand side. Back on the cut to Morris. Morris spins in the paint, goes over the shot. That is blocked by Lindahl. Pass goes out of bounds. Going to be grass pass basketball. Inbounds from the sidelines just in front of the Lakers court. One of the Lady Lakers tying her shoe on the floor right now. She's up and moving. All right, that was Cavanero. And some substitutions coming in for the Lakers. Ball comes in quickly to Hill. Hill, right front court with the basketball. Out front then to Lathan, top of the key. Lathan drives left hand side, gets in the paint. Floats one up off glass. It's good, and she was fouled. Lathan's going to do it herself. 18 points for the young lady, and she goes to the free throw line again with one more opportunity. Foul called on Cavanero. That'll be the third on Cavanero. 5:29 showing on the clock, and it's back to 10 points right now. And timeout has been called by the Lakers. 5:29 showing on the clock. It's 41-31 Grants Pass, down by 10. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Open for pickup or delivery. We really appreciate Abby's. They have been with the Grants Pass High School broadcast, I believe, since the beginning back in 1988. That's how long we've been doing this. I'm proud to bring you Caver and Caveman basketball here on the radio, folks. Now when play is resumed, Millie Lathan will be at the free throw line looking to cut that margin into single digits right now with 5.5, a little less than 5.5 to play. It's 41-31. Millie now 3-for-4 from the free throw line with 18 points in tonight's basketball game. Two dribbles, spins the ball. One more dribble. D-bend. Follow through. Good. 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 19 points for the young lady. And it's back to single digits. 41-32, 5:29 to play. Full court pressure by the Caveman. Token. Inbound play in the backcourt goes to Valadares. Up to the timeline right now. Ball comes across the timeline in the hands of Morris. Flips the ball right-hand side to Glass. Left-hand side to Bauman. Bauman back out front to Valadares. Valadares with the basketball back to Bauman. Left-hand side. Looking for help. Outlet comes out front to Morris. Right-hand side quickly to Glass. Looks down low. Nobody in the paint. Ball left-hand side for three. This one's way off. Missed everything. Long rebound. Lady Cavers almost watched it go by. Hill is there. Picked it up. Gives it right back to Lathan. Lathan top of the key. It's clear the ladies want to feed Lathan. She gets in the paint right now. Elevates herself. Shot is up. This one rolls off. No good. Rebound fought for. And four girls go to the floor fighting for it. Jump ball is called. Lindahl was there. Lathan was there. Four girls. Two from each side. Everybody's up and okay. 41-32. Grants Pass down by 9. On the alternate possession rule, it seems like it's always been the Lakers, but there it is, folks. That's the way it works sometimes, or it feels that way. Full court pressure by the Lady Cavers right now. Okay, ball comes in, bounce in the backcourt to Glass. Glass left-hand side to Valadares. They throw up to the timeline to Morris. Left-hand side quickly. Shot down low. Shot is up and good as the Lakers move the ball against the press pretty well. Ball left-hand side. Shot is up for the Lady Cavers. Off, no good. Whistle stops the action. Offensive foul called on the Cavers. And that's on Millie Lathan. That will be her fourth of the night. And you can hear what the home fans thought of that one. 4:29 on the play, on the clock right now. In the backcourt, Glass gets the ball up quickly to Morris. Lead pass to Valadares. Then in the paint right outside. And a player control, a traveling call. Took out the Lady Caver there. But the ball goes back to the Cavers. Who's getting up? That's Reese. Natalie Reese. She's okay. In the backcourt, spin lob to Hill. Hill's pink shoes fly into the forecourt against that 1-3-1 trap zone. Ball left-hand side quickly to Lathan. Lathan draws the defense out. Back right-hand side to Hill. Top of the key to Lathan for three. This one just short. Rebound into the hands of the Lakers again. Ball goes to Glass. Right-hand side quickly to Valadares. Valadares right front court just holds the basketball. Drives the left-hand side inside of 4 minutes to play. Ball left-hand side in the hands of one of the Lakers. Will pick her up in a moment. Ball left-hand side quickly. Loose basketball. Stolen away. Dive for it. Again, the Lakers win that one. Ball goes down low to a low post back outside. Valadares for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Lathan. Lathan comes back three on four. Being stalked from behind. Ball rolls free. Picked up by by Hill, who drives into the paint. Draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called on Valadares. Her second at the free throw line is Marley Hill. He's got 4 points tonight. First trip to the charity stripe. And she hits it. It's good. Right, 33-43. One more shot coming for Hill. One dribble, two dribbles. Deep knee bend. Jumps, shot his hip. Back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Lathan. Back out to Hill on the wing to the free throw line. Gets it right back to Lathan. Wanted to shoot the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Head fakes. Then comes to the top of the key. Comes down the paint. And I think a foul called as she drove by. I don't think this is a shooting foul. It'll be against the Lakers, though. Number 22, Sale. That'll be the second on her. Fourth team foul on the Lakers in this period. 3:18 to play. It's still 10 points. 43-33. Inbounds play, right-hand side to Hill. One of the three didn't pull the trigger in the paint. Scott Room floats one up off glass. Won't go. Rebound, Valadares. Controls it. Watches the traffic clear. Crosses the timeline, left front court. On the wing, flips the ball out front to glass, right in the center circle. Moves out between the circles, now top of the key. Back left-hand side to Valadares. Glass bunts down low as Valadares comes out, battles against Hill. Back left-hand side, gets Room, comes right down the paint, and foul called underneath. Let's see. There's foul called on Spinlove, I believe. So Spinlove will pick up her first of the night. Couple of substitutions as Cavanero returns and Bauman is back on the floor for the Lakers, leading by 10 right now. 2:52 to play. Inbounds play for the Lakers in the inline. Bounce pass inside to Cavanero. Cavanero surrounded by Lathan. Kicks the ball back out front to Bauman, top of the key. Comes to right-hand side, back left-hand side. Bauman with the basketball on the wing. Looks down low. Tries to penetrate, comes down the paint. A little half hook, won't go. Rebound taken down by Lathan. Lathan protects the ball against the defense coming down. Wants to go all the way. Comes to the baseline. Draws a foul. And it's... Can we call on Sale again, so that'll be the third on Sale. And Lathan goes back to the free throw line, 4 of 5 tonight. 19 points in the basketball game. Is that going to be enough? Second dribble. Shot is up. That's the front of the iron. Off. One more opportunity. Morris checks in, and Sale sits down for the Lakers. One more shot for Lathan. Deep knee bend, shot is up, hits the back of the iron, and off, no good. Rebound Reese, kicks the ball out quickly to Hill. Hill in the corner, shot is up from Lindahl for three, off, no good. Rebound Lathan, double teamed underneath and draws the foul. She'll get two shots this time. Listen, is this Cavanero? No. 33, Morris. That'll be her first of the basketball game. And Lathan goes back to the free throw line. Now 4 of 7 from the charity stripe with 19 points in the basketball game. Second 19. Billy got to get one up and down. Shot is up. Rattled it in and out. Jumped out. Was halfway down the cylinder and climbed right back up. Sometimes that's a sign of fatigue, and with 2:20 to go with the pace that this game has been, wouldn't be a surprise. Control now, deep knee bend, follow through, net. 5 of 9 from the free throw line for the young lady. And timeout has been called, I believe, by the Lady Cavers. 2:19 to play. The Cavers down by 9. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second. Make this a 1-minute caveman timeout.
Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the spelt Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturer's websites as of 10-2024.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
43-34, Grants Pass down by 9. And what will be the final game of the season for one of these two teams? 43-34, the score here. Ball will be put in play by the Lakers of Lake Oswego. 2:19 to play. Ball comes in bounds in the backcourt, far into the floor. Spindlove comes up, tries for the steal. That doesn't happen. Ball comes up to Cavanero. Just is still in the backcourt, throws over the timeline to Glass. Glass drives right-hand side, shoulder to shoulder with Hill. Back to Valadares, just outside that center circle. Back right-hand side to Cavanero on the wing. Little pass down low. Back inside the paint. Turnaround jumper is no good. Picked up. Loose basketball rolls free. There's a race for it. And again, won by the Lakers. Ball left-hand side to Valadares. Left-hand side, they give the ball to Glass. Glass comes across the top of the key. Double team. Flips it back left-hand side. Lady drives by. Puts up a shot that deflected out of bounds at the time the shot clock went off. So shot clock violation. The Cavers get it back. 43-34, so defense gets that turnover. Inbounds in the backcourt. Comes to Hill. Let the ball roll free. Just shy of the timeline. Picks it up on the attack. Left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Lathan. Lathan down low left-hand side. Lady is open. Shot is missed. A three-footer from the right-hand side. Off. No good. That's Eva Londo. That just doesn't happen, and that's been happening all night, folks. 43-34. All right, inbounds play for the Cavers from the inline. Lindahl will make the play, and the ball will come down low to Lather. Reese shot is up, off, no good. Still fighting for the rebound, goes out of bounds. Still going to be Grants Pass basketball. So the Cavers will bring in the ball inbounds from the inline. A minute 29 to play. Still down by 9. Still down by 9. Ladies stack a little screen down the left-hand side of the lane. And they'll break out of that. Ball comes to Lathan on the wing. Ball right-hand side, quickly to Hill. Hill almost stumbles, lost the ball. Back left-hand side to Spindlove, gets in the paint. Floats one out right-hand side. Gives the ball to Lindahl. Spins, fires, eight-footer right-hand side. Draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. 1:17 on the clock. Foul called on number 5. That's Bauman. Bauman will pick up her first of the night. And at the free throw line, Eva Lindahl, first trip to the charity stripe tonight. 7 points so far in this basketball game. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and off. That's been the story all night long for some of the Caver shooting. One more shot coming for Eva. And it is up and off. In and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound in the hands of Glass for the Lakers into the forecourt, left-hand side, 1:11 on the clock. Ball right-hand side to Cavanero, way out in front. Lakers content to run some time off the clock. Ball right-hand side quickly to Sale. Loose basketball picked up by Hill. Hill comes back, 2-on-3. Once again, got him outnumbered. Attacks the right-hand side. Lays one up that is just off. But a foul called. She goes to the floor. She's up and all right. We'll go back to the free throw line. We'll see where that happens. The foul called on Cavanero. So Cavanero will pick up her fourth of the night, and going to the free throw line once again is Marley Hill. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 points tonight. Shot is up off the back of the iron. No good. So one more shot for Hill as we've got some substitutions coming in. Wyardy is into the basketball game now for the Lady Cavers. Shot is up and good. 2 of 4. She's got 6 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly out front and away from the basketball. Foul called, I believe, on Spindlove. We'll see. No, it's going to be on Hill. So Hill will pick up her third.
15 foul on the Lady Cavers. Less than a minute to play. And the Cavers down 43-35 at the free throw line. Valadares, 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. I have her for 5 points. That might be high. Two dribbles, shoots off the back of the iron. Bounce. Oh, I thought it was going back through. Right now she's 0 for 3. So Lindahl and Morris return to the basketball game. 51 seconds left to play. One more shot. This one's up, Ben. Oh, she finally got one. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. I have that as about 6 points for her. 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. 44-35. Grants Pass on the short end of that one. We'll be back at more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
44-35 the score with 51.4 seconds left in somebody's season here tonight. It will end. Caver ball inbounds in the backcourt. Spinlove gets the ball in. Lets it bounce a couple of times before Marley picks it up. Does. Marley Hill right-hand side. Into the corner, right-hand side to Lindahl. Back out on the wing. Long three by Hill off. Way off. Rebound finally controlled by the Lakers, and a foul called on Grants Pass. I'm not sure by whom. Might be Spinlove. We'll see. Foul going to be called on? No. It's so Reese will pick up the infraction. That'll be her fourth of the basketball game. And we're over the limit, so we'll go back to the free throw line. The Lakers will just put one girl down there and defend with four others. Shot is up from the free throw line. This went off the foul, the right one. She is right now 1 for 5 from the free throw line. One more, it's up, and that one rolls off. On the fly, here comes Lathan. 37 seconds left in the season. Lobs it down low on the Ado. Shot to three, off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Valadares. Kicks the ball right inside the glass, and a foul called on the Caveman. It'll either be Spinlove or Hill. Number three, Spinlove. So Spinlove will pick up her fourth. Check that. That'll be her second. That'll be her second. And once again, going to the free throw line. This time it's Valadares. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. 1 of 7 from the free throw line shooting for this young lady. Shot is up. Gets this one up and down. 29 seconds, 45-35, a 10-point margin. The Cavemen have to overcome. The free throw line, lob right-hand side into the corner. 4-3, it's off, no good by Spinlove. Picked up by Spinlove back out front. Again, Hill this time for three, just off, no good. Chased into the corner, no good. It'll be Lakers basketball with 14 seconds left. To play in the season, probably for the Lady Cavers. Inbounds play quickly to Morris in the backcourt. Graham with the basketball. Ballman with the basketball, right front court. They come after her. Flips the ball left-hand side to Valadares. 5 seconds on the clock. She puts it on her hip. Moves with the basketball, and the Lady Cavers let her play it out. 2-1. There's the game. Lady Cavers lose it here on the home floor by 10. 45-35. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available
every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Final game of the season for the Lady Cavers. Lady Cavers now finish 14-11 on the season after losing a heartbreaker here at home by 10 points to a very good Laker team out of Lake Oswego. Just joining us now is head coach. Got to figure those out.
Yeah, there we go.
Tough one. How are you feeling, coach?
Definitely a tough one, you know. Girls are pretty upset, but you know, more than anything, this really young group got to play in a playoff game. It's a pretty tough Lake Oswego team. I thought they came in here, did a great job.
Ran into a juggernaut of rebounding.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the things that killed us were very fixable mistakes, you know, just talking on defense. Rebounding, hitting the body. A lot of times we had those advantages that we kind of talked about offensively. You know, we just ended with a turnover, a missed shot. We didn't go up strong. So I think that's, you know, where the girls would be pretty frustrated. Just a lot of fixable mistakes.
All right, no doubt. We saw a lot of balls that we thought should have gone down. They just didn't go down tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, you know, we let them hang around. And this is playoff basketball. You know, and a lot of our girls weren't quite ready for that. I need to do a better job of preparing them, you know, for what playoff basketball is. That if you let those teams hang around, you know, they didn't drive 4 hours just to lose. You know, so we kind of let them stay in it for a bit. And that's kind of what happens when you play an experienced team that's, you know, drove 4 hours to beat you.
All right, tell me about your team right now. You want to talk about your seniors?
Yeah, you know, they did a great job all year. Madeline Lackey, you know, she started for us, was just a good, calm presence. You know, when we needed to execute sets early to start the game, you know, she never messed it up. And then Brooklyn Harwood and Madison Montejano, great energy, never complained one day about their minutes. They practiced super hard for us. So, with, you know, the culture we're trying to build here, those are some great seniors to kind of show, hey, this is my role. And I'm going to show up every day and do it. So.
All right. Now, what's next? What are your plans off season, coach?
Yeah, you know, we just got to get in the gym a lot. At the end of the day, this is a group of freshmen and sophomores have been told they're pretty good, you know, for a lot of their lives. We got to go get a lot better. You know, we can't shoot the ball very well. We don't finish very great offensively. You know, just kind of look at how many points we were able to score tonight. That's not just going to be fixed overnight by getting older, you know. So we got to spend a lot of June, a lot of July, getting a lot of shots up, you know, getting a little bit tougher. I think we do a lot of great things on the defensive end.
Hey, held a pretty good team to 45 points, coach.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're doing a lot of good things defensively. We'll start plugging in some new stuff now that we've kind of, you know, created that baseline of what our defense and offense is going to look like. But at the end of the day, we just got to get in the gym and keep getting better.
All right. Plans for the spring and summer. Where are you going to take these basketball girls?
Yeah, during the spring, you know, a lot of them do track. A lot of them are doing flag football. You know, we encourage them playing multiple sports. So we're all for that. In June, you know, we're looking to kind of up the competition we're going to be playing. So this past summer, there's a lot of, hey, just play any varsity team. We kind of want to play the top teams in the state now. You know, go down to California, play some of those tough physical teams. And so it's a lot.
Got to get better. You got to play the tough ones.
Yeah. So I think we're now at a point where, hey, we got to show ourselves we can compete against that top 12 to 16 teams in the state, kind of all summer. And then when we're not playing games, we want to be in this gym, getting shots up, getting better.
All right. I understand just being frustrated tonight on their part. What's the resiliency of this team?
Yeah, you know, it's a group that really is very ambitious. You know, we're a close group. They really want to get better. And I know they're going to be the hardest working team in the state of Oregon, you know, the next 24 months. So, you know, they're resilient. A lot of times you kind of see tonight, the moment kind of gets to us. I think that's just us being young. We've never played in a playoff game. But what I do know is they're going to go work hard, and they're, you know, they're going to make it happen more than anything.
All right, Coach, just one final question here for you. Because you played one of the top teams in the state a couple of times here in South Medford. How far are they going to go? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, I think they'll win state if they can just keep their starting five healthy. I think they have the best starting five in the state. You know, obviously Tualatin has Lovelight Best. You know, Kendall Dawkins, they're super talented. But I think 1 through 5, when you start 4 D1 girls and 1 high-level D2 girl, that's tough to beat. Mayan, I think, is the most dominant player in the state. Really nobody can guard her. You know, she could have 20 points, 20 rebounds at Childs, you know, any game. So if that starting five cannot get in foul trouble and stay healthy, which is going to be tough to do. I mean, 3 games in a row, 3 days, I think they'll win it. If not, I'd probably bet on Twalton.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. I want to thank you. Thank you for getting us this far. We got a home playoff game. That's a feather in your cap. Thank the girls for us for most an entertaining season, and we'll look forward to coming back next year. Maybe getting a little more radio coverage, huh?
Yep, I'd appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for covering it.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll run down the Grants Pass numbers here pretty quickly right now. Grants Pass trailed today by 4 at the end of the first period, 16-12. Cut that margin in the second half, outscoring the Lakers 9-7, but made it 23-21, still down by 2. Third period was a tough one. Lost that one 13-4 and trailed 33-25. That was a signal of what was to come, and outscored in the final period 12-10. 45-35, the final score. Grants Pass scoring. Well, let's see. We saw lots of players play. Let's see. I have one foul against Caitlin Coulter. Kenley Cox, lots of minutes. Didn't figure into my scoring line. Madeline Lackey, same situation. Cameron Spinlove picked up a couple of fouls. Natalie Reese, I have her 1 2-point field goal, 4 fouls. Eva Lindahl, I have her at 7 points on 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. Missed 2 free throws, and no fouls. Marley Hill, 2 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 5 points, and 3 fouls. And Millie Latham had 7 field goals, 1 three-pointer, and was 5 of 9 from the free throw line and whistled for 4 fouls. She finishes with 19 points. Check that, with 20 points in the basketball game. All right, deep breath. We'll be back with wrapping things up a little bit. We'll name the player of the game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard to find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. One thing left to do, and that's name the player of the game tonight, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we'll do that when we come back right after this word from VIOC.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, we've decided on the player of the game, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to make some honorable mentions once again. Head coach ran down the seniors, and we'll repeat their names. Senior Lucy Nugent, Brooklyn Harwood, Madison Marajeno, and Madeline Lackey. Tip of the hat. Seniors through 4 years of this program here. And, of course, our player of the game tonight has to be Millie Lathan with 7 field goals, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 20 points for Millie Lathan tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to bring you these playoff games, but we'll take a deep breath and remind you that coming up for Grants Pass Sports, get ready. Boatnik is coming in May, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right there with the boat races. All right, player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up right after this word.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for our good friend Aaron Stone, staffing radio control, our executive producer is Brian Deonti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight. The Lakers 45, the Lady Cavers 35. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championships. Serving more than 563,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.